At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that? Alice at 97.3.
Good vibes and variety.
Super cool.
So amazing.
Never undo this.
Oh, what happened? Maddie! That was awesome.
Why'd you turn it off?
Because it was not supposed to be happening.
That was great. Do it again.
I can't. I mean, I can't.
No, you can. I know exactly what you did.
Did you hear those good vibes? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I wonder if people could hear it.
I don't know. I don't know if people could hear
it. What was that? And let us know if
you hit?
So we have cameras in the studio.
Yeah.
And usually it's already set up.
Yeah.
So mine was not set up. So
yeah.
I just tried to set it up. And evidently I didn't do the audio correctly.
Oh.
I mean, or you did it perfectly. Good vibe. And variety. Oh, it was great. I felt like a goddess.
You are.
Thank you.
You're a radio goddess. Everybody knows.
Yeah, but I can't make my voice echo on command. Or put a little reverb on there. You ever listen to a radio show that has like all the dudes' voices?
All of them.
Yeah.
And then I worked with somebody that they couldn't hear them. Like, they stopped doing the reverb on the air. He made the engineers put the reverb in his headphones because he just couldn't get used to not having it in his headphones.
Oh.
I knew someone who knew their settings.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like
I needed exactly
they could
like
go
this.
To right. the whatever and be like,
who touched my settings?
This is how my mic is supposed to sound.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, all right then. We don't have nearly that level of control anymore. It would be great to be able to be like, turn on the special effects, like the voice of God.
Yeah.
And some reverb. Or good. Bye.
And the listeners did hear that.
They couldn't hear it?
No, they did hear it.
Oh, they did.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Great.
Dude, that was awesome.
And they loved it. 95 says, yes, we heard it and we loved it.
Mm-hmm. Also scared at first, but then I'm like, this is amazing. Okay. Edit all this out in post. Good vibes and variety. It's Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. This part of the show is brought to you by Third Love. I don't know why it has to be the Third Love. Why can't it be the First Love? I love their bras. Like, if you're a girl and you have breasts and you've ever worn a bra, you know what I'm talking about when I say you've got a favorite bra. The one that you go to, it will be the bra you get from Third Love. You won't believe the fit. In fact, they have a Walnut Creek store and a San Francisco store. Get properly measured. Get the perfect bra. They have half size cups. They're perfect. And they've got this thing called Temp Sync. Temp Sync bras and undies patented technology to regulate your body temperature. Get $20 off at thirdlove.com or visit the Third Love stores, brick and mortar, in Walnut Creek in San Francisco. I want to say it's in early October, but I'm actually going to go to the San Francisco location and hang out and do like a lunch with everybody.
All right. Yeah,
so you'll be able to come in. That maybe that'll make that the day that you go and get yourself properly
meet
measured.
Meet Sarah. Yeah. Have her fit you for
maybe
a bra.
I'll measure you. Yeah, I'll do it. I'll figure it out for you. Get you all squared away. Our girl, Bob, she's at Burning Man.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, you know, she's a person with, she's young, resilient, great attitude. She's making it all work for her. She, earlier we read a text that we got from her. She'd been up for 23 hours. Their camp blew down, so they just slept for 3 hours, and then they got up and started putting it all back together and started pouring, and then she had so much mud caked on her feet that she could barely walk. But there and then
the tire
they,
on her
oh,
bike
yeah,
broke,
on her bike broke, but
she's still happy.
She was wheeling it back to camp, watching the sunrise. Like, that's... And they said they partied out on the playa, like somewhere out there. You know, it's huge, too. There's, like, the central part where the Burning Man is and where the like, a horseshoe of places to camp is. But then...
You sound like you went. Did you go?
I didn't go, but I know all these people that go all the time, and they're like, you can see in the far, far distance out on the desert floor on the playa, you'll see like this tiny speck. You go, oh, what's that? So you ride your bike to it, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's this hand, you know, this huge hand made out of wood that they're going to burn at some point.
Oh.
Like all these art installations. It's something like, I don't know if it's like 5 square miles, but it might be like 5 miles by 5 miles. But it's enormous. And you're just out there riding around, having a good old time on your bike. You do need a bike there, apparently. And everything is just gray. You're coated in dust. So, unfortunately,
I cannot live like that anymore.
Tell me about
when it. When I drank, I could have been like, no problem. Now, I don't even...
I wouldn't even notice I was there.
I need to wash my feet before I go to sleep if I've been wearing flip-flops. You know what I mean? Like, even though I showered, put on flip-flops, and then walked around, you know, in the early evening into the nighttime.
It's dusty down there. Come on.
I don't wash my feet.
Yeah.
Oh, I get
dirty. Just rinse them off, yeah. What do you want to be tracking sand into your bed for? Come on.
And you're talking about that stuff that gets everywhere.
That first year when John got out of, he went to Burning Man with Dan and Danielle. And they show back up and they've got the camper and they stop at this place where everyone's sort of disembarking and unloading their stuff. They came walking out and every single one of them looked like a gray ghost. They were just gray. You can't, it's get stuck in every wrinkle on your face. Your hair is just gray. Your clothes are gray. Like his bike is still gray. Like it still looks like it was at Burning Man. Still has the lights all wrapped around it. Anyway, there's an orgy dome there. I mean, I take it back. There was an orgy dome there.
Oh, no.
If you were looking forward to the, sorry, burners, but if you were looking forward to the orgy tent, the dome was destroyed in a crazy storm. And what's really funny about this is seeing the destroyed dome and all the beds. Like, it's exactly what you think it is. Like, apparently they have like a little Garden of Eden, like, sort of set up near it. There's a name for it. Hold on. Let me see if I can find what it is.
You know, this goes against what I, what we, oh my gosh, there's the picture. This goes against what we just, I am not going into the orgy tent with all these dirty people. And I don't mean dirty like, you know, bow chicka bow. I mean dirty like all the sand.
Everyone is filthy.
No.
It's gross.
Not doing it. You have to wash before you.
Yeah, everything should be scrubbed
clean.
Kiss
people.
Oh, it's called Aphrodite's Garden. It's a meet and greet space for possible dome action. Because as I understand it, you can't really go in by yourself. And by the way, they also, let's see, they were saying that there's like a whole ID check. You can go consensually and with an ID, you can go knock one out. And it's exactly what it is. It's called the Orgy Dome. It is what it is. Here's their thing. Our build team worked so hard this past week to erect our lovely space. Unfortunately, the winds yesterday undid all that labor and wrecked our structure. We're still here and thankfully safe. We hope to get the playa some workshops and we'll keep you updated. They're going to do some like yoga in the space. It's an absolute disaster. Now, we look at the space. It's this big, beautiful tent. There are, I don't even know, 40 beds, queen-size mattresses just spread out on the floor of this thing. It's got some kind of big tarp down on the bottom. And then they show it taken down. It has just been absolutely destroyed by the wind. Like the whole top of it has flipped over and it's just loaded with sand. And then I guess, I don't know, maybe they rescued all the mattresses because those, or are they futons? They kind of look like they might be futons. But anyway, I'm so sorry to Bob and Susan who will not be able to partake.
Wait, I thought they were rebuilding it.
No, they can't rebuild it. They're going to reuse the space for like yoga workshops and
stuff
like that.
Oh, I thought that they would be doing that in the interim while they try to rebuild the... Well, oh, no.
Let's see if they... I'll keep you updated.
I would imagine some people came for that.
Uh-huh. Yep. I'm sure they did.
I'm here for maybe, the orgy in the dirt.
Maybe there's even a little shower area in the Aphrodite's garden.
There needs to be.
I agree with that 100%. Listen, one grain of sand can ruin an entire experience.
You're not wrong.
They call them the desert horn dogs. They say they're likely scrambling to seek another place to...
Safe place for their...
Sure.
Good times.
Their activities. Sorry, the Burning Man orgy dome has been blown away. It really is too bad. I mean, if that was so, like, say you're like, I don't go for the drugs, I go for the orgy dome. Sorry. Okay. What did it cost to dress the way that Taylor Swift dressed for her engagement? Believe me, the internet has picked this apart, priced everything out, and it's more than most people make in a year. I don't know what the average salary is, the average income is now in America, but it's less than this, I'm going to guess.
She must have known that she was going to be proposed to, because if she had no clue, she could just as easily have been, man, maybe she never wore sweatpants.
They were going to dinner.
Oh, okay.
He said, we're going out for dinner, nice place, get dressed up, whatever. And
okay,
then he said,
there you go.
Let's go have a glass of wine out in the garden.
Boom.
And then clearly someone's there taking photos because there's the whole thing is documented.
He did it well. Great.
So she was wearing a striped silk blend sundress by Ralph Lauren, which they say is about $430.
Oh, it's inexpensive.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a...
That's nothing.
Basically free as far as she's concerned.
Ralph Lauren, you can buy that at Macy's.
Mm. Psh! It's a very cute dress. She
it
looks
is.
Amazing in it. She also wore a pair of Louis Vuitton Isola sandals, which are how much for a pair of sandals?
$2,000.
No, only $930.
Oh,
$930. Okay. She also had on her Cartier Santos Demoiselle watch, which is $18,330.
There you go.
She had, let's see, I guess people say, oh, I recognize that from her appearance on New Heights. I remember seeing that.
Mm.
She also had on a $1,400 Foundre ring, a $2,675 Tiffany & Co. necklace, and $18,500 Louis Vuitton bracelet. So altogether, before the ring, once she got the ring on there, she was a millionaire. Well, almost. Some estimates have it at like $700,000. Altogether, her outfit came to about 42. She's wearing a sundress and some jewelry that's all worth about $42,000. I don't know what the median income of the entire country is, but it's probably around that. And even if it isn't, most people, like, I don't know, just a ton of money for this little outfit. And then he slides the $700,000 ring onto her finger.
We think. I think it's way more than that.
I kind of agree. I don't know about this artifacts place, but they, you know, where he designed this ring, but it does seem to me that he probably said cost is no, budget is not, I'm not worried about that at all.
Well, like is always the case.
No object.
It's very possible that the owner said, oh, you have all the money in the world, but let me give you a great deal on this.
Yeah. Because I know you'll be mentioning where you got the ring from.
Right. The broke people of the world are like, Why can't I? I got no money. Why can't I get a deal? Oh, no. We're going to charge you in full.
No, no, no. It's only rich people who get things for free or for a discount. Travis Kelce was wearing a $138 short sleeve navy blue cable knit polo shirt. They think it's a Ralph Lauren. And if it is, it's apparently it's $138. But then he's also wearing these shorts. Like, there's some of these pictures are great. I really like him. He's down on one knee. There they are holding each other. It's fantastic. And then the last shot, he's sitting man spread on the bench behind them, and she's got her legs up across him. And I'm like, dude, put some pants on. He's got like loafers, like penny loafers with no socks. And
I would never wear that.
I can basically see right up his leg.
I like his style.
I don't like it.
Plenty of people who would say, yeah, he's fine. I would never wear a loafer with no socks, but I wear Vans all the time. You know, like slip-ons or whatever.
You can see her $930 shoes on there, too. Well, listen, what do I know about fashion? I don't like them. the ring, I'm seeing estimates everywhere between 8 and 12 carats. It's a cushion-cut diamond in elongated shape. And it's sitting in yellow gold. And it looks like there might be a T on either side of it, which is adorable, very vintage, very wonderful. Some of the betting, some of the stuff that that Vegas has, it's ongoing. You can gamble on this right now. So this is betonline.ag. Some nuptial-themed betting odds now that they're officially engaged. Who will be the best man and the maid of honor? Obviously, Jason is the favorite.
The brother, right?
Yeah, Kelce's big brother, Jason. He's a favorite to be by his side. They actually say there's not much of a front runner here for Taylor Swift. They actually give options. You can pick a bunch of people. Someone named Abigail Anderson Lucier and Martha Hunt. I guess those must be people she's close with who aren't famous. Carly Kloss, she's a model. Selena Gomez, they're all at around the same odds.
Doesn't the Hunt family own the Chiefs?
I don't know.
I think so, yeah.
Martha Hunt?
That's her name. Outfit changes. People who you can bet on whether she'll make more or fewer than 2.5. They've got to, you know.
Ah.
She'll change twice or she'll change three times.
And what do you, what says you?
I think she'll change out of the wedding gown. I think there'll be one costume change.
By the way, Martha Hunt is a model.
Oh.
She's a Victoria's Secret angel.
Oh. I thought that was Carly Kloss.
She's very pretty.
Where will the ceremony take place? Tennessee is currently the favorite, but also Kansas City and LA, those are in the running.
Clark Hunt, though, is the owner of the Chiefs.
Is that for sure her dad?
No.
Oh.
It's just the Hunt family does own the Chiefs. Whether or not Martha's part of that family.
Oh, she's very pretty.
Yeah, she is pretty.
I don't know her. Let's see. They say you can bet on whether or not Jason will make some kind of scene. There's like, who will show cleavage first, Jason or Donna Kelce? That's one of the options. And then one of the other ones is, when will they get married? And July 4th is the before or after date for betting on when the wedding itself will happen.
Mm.
Martha Hunt is not part of that Hunt family.
Okay.
She's a different Hunt. This is kind of fun.
She's better friends with those models than all those actors we see her with all the time. That's weird.
I know. I wonder if they're just sort of background people in some of those, because we are just looking for the famous people that we recognize, but they actually have better odds than like Selena Gomez. But I suppose if she's with them, I mean, someone out there knows. If they've even listed these people, they know these are her tight friends.
I think it's very funny that of all the people, I was thinking about this in the ocean yesterday, Bob is out in the middle of nowhere as the news.
She must be pulling her hair out.
Swiftie I've ever met. And she's in the desert.
Well, she's getting a taste of it always happens while you're on vacation.
By the way, from the 650, that Abigail that you mentioned is a friend that she wrote 15 about, loses her V card and gets ditched.
Oh.
Yeah, so that was the
song. So she'd been friends with her.
For a long time.
Mm. Well, that would make sense, right? I mean, you'd hope you'd held on to your childhood friends when you become famous. They're the only people who really knew you before.
She's been famous since she was a teenager.
Yeah.
So there's not really much young. before success.
Hilarious Baldwin is in the news.
Oh, boy.
How you say in the news?
What'd she do now?
You say cucumber?
How you say cucumber? She's expected to compete on Dancing with the Stars season 34. She's also been dropping Easter eggs, and the internet went, I'm sorry, what?
Who are
She's
you?
Been teasing fans with frequent dancing videos featuring her husband and herself alone. The cast of season 34 of Dancing with the Stars is growing. What I see here are people whose names I do not recognize. Previously announced celebrity contestants, Robert Irwin. Is that the older brother of Bindi Irwin? Mm-hmm. Alex Earle with an IX. Alex, is that a woman that I don't know about? I don't know these people. I was giggling. I'm like, I'm not even looking them up. I don't even care. Oh, yeah. Look, he looks just like Bindi Irwin. Okay. It's who I thought it was. Robert Irwin is.
Very good guess.
Yeah. Is the Steve Irwin. Murky water. He's the kid. Alex Earle. Find out who Alex Earle is. A-L-I-X Earle with an E at the end. Mormon Wives stars Jen Affleck and Whitney Levitt.
That's the show that Bob was telling us about that she really
so
likes.
Know all these people.
Because the Mormon wives are not that religious.
Alex Earle is a social media personality and construction company heiress who became famous for her Get Ready With Me videos on TikTok.
Oh, Get Ready like makeup tutorials.
I guess we're going to put on an outfit.
Christina follows these people on Instagram who do home makeovers.
Oh.
And she loves that stuff and loves the follows. Like, we'll watch all the stuff they post at length.
Yeah. People are into
super entertained by it, but that's not makeup. We're talking about home makeovers. Right.
Well, she did a great job with your family room and your kitchen.
Oh, she's good at that stuff.
Yeah.
If we had money, she'd be you.
Nice.
I did the kitchen, but I'm bored of it already. Yeah, we're redoing
it. I don't like the backsplash.
Right.
I'm trying to hold off on doing that. Just don't love it. Hilarious is casting, which we think is happening. People are saying that looks like she's in. She's been drumming up speculation by posting dancing videos with her husband, Alec Baldwin. At first, she was like, shouldn't Alec go on Dancing with the Stars? And then she's like, keep on manifesting. Actually, she said it in a weird Spanish accent. Because as we all know, she's Spanish. But she's been fueling rumors for a while now. And it looks like now she's confirmed. She's got some moves. You know, she's a yoga instructor and she's very pretty, very fit. I'm sure she'll do wonderfully. Dancing with the Stars season 34, Tuesday, September 16th on ABC. So if you're still watching, I mean, 34 seasons, people must be watching it. Nothing sticks around for 34 seasons if they're not.
I find the Baldwins mostly unlikable.
Kind of agree with you.
I don't hate them. I'm not saying that I...
And I like him in a lot of things.
I'm just not... into it.
Yeah. Well, she's just unappealing. I don't know what it is.
He's not that appealing either.
No. Although I like him in some stuff. You know, some of the voiceover stuff.
When
he's not,
well, yes, when he's not being himself, mm-hmm. he's fine.
Right. 30 Rock. He plays a horrible person, but it's funny.
I never really watched that. But yeah, I mean, he's an actor. I've seen him in stuff.
All right, what do you got coming up for us,
Vinny? Oh, boy.
I wasn't watching the clock. It's always surprising.
Americans can't stop buying.
Oh.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God, what could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, and Alice's Morning Show, our full show podcast, is available to you at any time on the Odyssey app. Odyssey. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast from.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by my friends at Frontier Ford. That's right. That is where I got my Mach-E, Frontier Ford in Santa Clara. They've got a bunch of them right now waiting for you to go get yours.
Yep.
The $7,500 federal tax credit expires soon, and Frontier Ford has over 100 Mach-Es in stock ready for you to drive home. Visit Frontier Ford in Santa Clara and grab yours today. If you're in the market for an electric, do not buy without trying a Mach-E.
At least try it, right?
Go to Frontier Ford. Let them show you this car. Christian showed me mine, and we had a great drive around, and I was like, I love this thing. It's great. Frontier Ford in Santa Clara. Check them out.
Once you get used to driving around in an electric car, like you really, there's... Like, you don't have to go to gas stations anymore.
No.
Has that really hit you? Like, I feel like I got an electric car in 2014. If I go once a year to a gas station, because I have a 1 gallon backup tank, I'll go once a year and fill it up. Like, all right.
The thing I would say, if you are a mega commuter like me, you've got to get the biggest battery they've got.
Right.
That's
you don't
all.
Want it, right. You don't want that range anxiety.
It's not even the range anxiety. It's about the recharge for the next day as well. You've got to get it plugged in and get it charged for your next day of travel.
Takes a certain amount of time.
And it does take, like, I've got the good charger. It does charge up before the next day, but that is a thought if you're definitely doing, not many people are going as far as I go, though.
That is true. My car at this point, it's an old BMW i3. And if it only is good for like maybe 60 miles. So I use it to come. It's 12 miles to work. It's 12 miles back.
Done.
You need to upgrade.
And you park it.
I don't need to upgrade. Why do I? I own it now. I've just like, I drive it. It's, I don't have to put gas in it.
Anyway, check them out. Frontier Ford in Santa Clara. Today, sunny skies expected. There was a, we were overcast in the morning here in downtown San Francisco. It's burning off now.
Yeah.
Sun today, Bay Area high in the low 80s. Another nice summer day.
Sweet.
Check
yesterday
it out.
Was perfect. If we had more like yesterday,
And it even, because I went to the beach so late, I got home late, I ate late, all this, you know how we are when we get the, talk about range anxiety, it's bed anxiety.
Bed anxiety.
Am I rinsing gear at 7:30 at night? Am I eating at 8 o'clock at night?
Oh, Vinny, you must have been losing your mind.
You know, but I did go out and enjoy a nice long surf in the sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Okay, we'll begin with, Americans can't stop buying. What is it? What thing can't we stop? And it's funny, like one of the things on the list, I just had this experience with my kids.
Oh.
They saw a water bottle and went, oh, this water bottle's so cool. Can I get this? And I went, no. The whole point to water bottles is to get one.
And have it forever.
And refill it.
Right.
We already have too many water bottles.
We have like a whole section in our pantry that's just filled with water bottles. And some of them, I don't even know where the top is. But I feel like I don't want to throw that away because the whole purpose of buying it was to not throw things away anymore.
Americans can't stop buying water bottles.
Mm.
It seems like everyone has 10 of them now.
Yes.
You'd think one water bottle would be enough. And it is, but somehow you see the one you think you need and you get it and you, oh, this one's good.
Yeah. I like this one.
And then you realize it's the same as the last one. It carries water.
It's its whole job. And it's the same job all the other ones you already have do.
I will say I don't like the ones with straws for me.
Mm.
My kids will be into that, but I don't, I'm not into that.
I like the ones where you just pop it and tip it. Yeah.
On the list of Americans can't stop buying Pokemon cards.
Really? Those are still a thing. I played Pokemon Go for years and I never, ever have bought the my kids had Pokemon cards when they were little, but.
These are searches on Google. How to stop buying blank.
How to stop buying, as in
water bottles.
I've got a problem.
Pokemon cards. It's become a real problem with full-grown adults fighting each other for boxes of them at Walmart and Costco.
Wow. And people actually search how to stop buying something as though they have no free will to just go, well, I've got enough of these.
One woman recently turned to Reddit to ask advice after her husband racked up $100,000 in debt on Pokemon cards.
I don't understand. Did he buy all of them?
You know, you do get...
So you're saying there's rare ones
in there. I got caught up in the Taylor Swift frenzy the other day, and I bought a record one.
Yeah.
Later I went, I should have bought two. Then I at least could give them to both my kids and be like, there's a Christmas present or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, I bought one too. Got caught up in it.
Why don't you buy his off of you?
Maybe I will. Maybe he'll keep it and get it signed. Maybe she'll come through here someday. That's Jane has met Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So she must have been somewhere among, you know, regular folk.
Yes. I don't know if she still does that. But if she does, Jane will know. It's Jane. By the way, Jane has a bunch of stuff up on her Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
At Jane Picks. J-A-Y-N Picks. P-I-C-S. Her last name's Picks. And if you are interested in seeing Taylor Swift stuff, you will feel very
jealous.
That's jelly.
Where you want to go.
Yeah.
How to stop buying books.
That's one thing I really love about Kindle is I subscribe to the Kindle Unlimited, and so much of it is just have it. It's free.
Oh, that's amazing.
It
I didn't know
amazing.
That.
Not like new releases and stuff like that, but if you go back and someone recommends
tons of
a
great
book,
books
I know,
that I haven't
so
read.
Many. So many great books.
I have boxes and boxes of books that I just put in storage.
I do too. I know.
I keep thinking one day I'll live somewhere where I'll have a giant
bookcase.
You'll have
a big bookcase.
And be able to put all my books out. But I cannot get rid of them. I don't want to throw them away. I don't want to give them away.
I have a friend who loves to read like I do, but and he just doesn't have the money for books. Like he just doesn't. And so he buys paperbacks used and will read almost anything he can find in paperback version and used, and has a new one every day almost, like, because he goes through them.
He reads
at night, and then if he can't sleep, you love him.
Well, yeah. I mean, anybody who's reading all the time, I'm always just like, yeah. It's a funny thing to read your book on your phone, which is where I read mine. It feels like you're still looking at your phone.
Well, yeah, because you are.
Right. And I try to not be involved with my phone. It's like when I get home, I'll put my phone. But then I'm like, well, I'm going to read my book. So then there I am with my phone. Oh, and so a text just came in. Oh, look. It's difficult to lose yourself in a book these days. I like that he's buying physical copies of books.
It says here, if you can afford books and actually read them, great. Otherwise, library. Try it.
Yeah.
There's
try
that.
Try the library.
These are things Americans are trying to quit buying, but it leads me to my next story. And I thought this is pretty fun. I don't remember as a young person all these generations previous always being in the news. Certainly, we didn't call our parents boomers back then. Now they've got a name, boomers. Yeah. And we've got each generation has been labeled.
Yes.
And they're all at war.
Either, right.
With each other. People are sharing their most, I'm with boomers on this one, opinions. So these are boomer opinions that even the young people can get with. Touchscreens in cars are fundamentally a bad idea.
Terrible idea. It was my least favorite thing about that Tesla I had was that I had to freaking go through pages of stuff to get to the thing that I needed. I want knobs. I don't want to have to look. I want to know where the heat knob is. I want to turn the heat knob. I want to touch the radio and have it turn on and use a volume and a tuner.
I think one of the biggest, strangest things, even before I got a newer car that has a pretty big screen on it, and I just keep mine on maps and I keep it dark. So it's just...
Is it a touchscreen?
It is.
Okay.
But it's where I'm driving and I keep it on dark mode. So it doesn't, I don't feel like I'm being, face lit. But I've definitely been at stoplights and looked over and seen someone in a Tesla watching a TV show.
Oh my God.
And thinking, you won't let me talk on my phone, but that guy can watch a TV show. Does that make any freaking sense
at all?
No, that
sounds ridiculous.
I see it all the time commuting. People with looking, and you look in their car and they got a TV show on.
Funny. I wonder if they're like playing YouTube, listening to music, but there's the video going too, which is still also distracting. There's always hot chicks in videos. Everybody knows that.
Always.
Unless it's an OK Go video, and then it's just interesting to watch. Without hot chicks.
I am with this.
All right.
And it'll never be back ever again. Boomers say, I want a human customer service operator.
Yeah, good luck.
I'm calling. I bought your product. I'm calling for help. And I want a person to say, hello.
You've reached this company. I know. It's too much to ask, though.
It'll never be back.
Yeah.
You must go through this weeding out process that could take you 20 minutes before you ever get to a human. And even then, they might not really know how to help you.
I think that some of this is it feels like companies are really eager to get you to buy their stuff. And they try to make any kind of complaint or resolution process so difficult that you give up.
Yeah.
Even like, you know how Social Security sends you every year, they send you a thing, you should look at your Social Security, whatever. Do you get that?
I think so.
So I get it every year. And every year I'm like, well, I should look, I guess. It's, once a year. And every year last year they made me sign up for like login.gov, some damn thing.
I did that.
So I'm like, well, I jumped through all those hoops last year. I should be all set. So I just recently got it. I go on there.
I don't have any of this stuff.
My Google, Chrome remembers my code, it even made up my password for me. It's all there. I log in. It goes, okay, we need to do the, 3, 5, 10 step authorization. or whatever it's called.
Go to your phone and check for the...
So then it sends me the code, and then it goes, now you need to take a photo of the front and back of your license and a photo of your face, and then we'll... Or you need to go to the post office. I'm like...
Yep, I had to do that.
So then I'm like, okay, I'll do it. So I try and do it on...
What are you trying... What information specifically are you trying to get?
I want
to
log in. It tells you things like, if you retire at this age, you'll get this amount of money, or, you know, whatever it is. It's just like, it's your whole Social Security thing. So I try and do it, and they go... So I'm on my phone because I'm going to take pictures of the thing. So I send the link to my phone, whatever. I open it up, and it goes, not on this browser. I'm like, okay... I have to do it on Safari. So I find Safari. I open it up on there. I go through all the steps. I take the pictures of all the things. I take a picture of my dumb face. And then it says on my computer, it's saying, this will automatically update as soon as you do that. Well, it doesn't. So I'm like, now what do I do? So I go, all right, well, maybe I screwed something up because I didn't start on that. I did it 3 times and it still went up. That's it. And I'm like, I guess I'll just wait till next year. Like, I think they do it on purpose. Like, you don't get to talk to anybody. There's a number you can call, but I'm sure that's the same phone tree. I feel like by design, they're trying to not talk to you.
I don't know if I've moved too much or what, but I don't get that Social Security thing that you're talking about.
Really?
And I assume that...
Have you changed emails?
Well, not in a long time, but I just don't...
I feel like they've got your contact info. Maybe you have to have tried to log in yourself.
Aren't we all getting the same thing once we hit a certain age? I mean, is there...
No. Everybody pays in different amounts.
Yeah, it depends how much you've paid into it, how long you've worked, when you take it.
Well, I've been doing it my whole life, so it should better be good.
Yeah. Well, there's one way to find out. Log into Social
Security.
I'll
have to go look into this. I can't wait. It sounds like fun. It sounds really good.
Oh my God, it's great. It's so good. And then so I told John this story and he's like, well, you have to do it. I'm like, but I don't want to.
Great. You just put something on my list.
I know. He's super. Like, he goes, there's a number. Just call it. I'm like, no, I don't want to. I just don't want to spend a day doing that.
These are,
I guess you do have to.
Boomer opinions that people can get behind. QR code menus should go away.
No, I like those. I like QR codes.
Also on the list of boomer opinions that we can all get behind. And I don't want a QR code either.
Oh, really?
I'm in a restaurant. Like, hand me, even if you print out your menu daily, like if you're on the, you know.
Oh, I don't mind it at all. I scroll through.
No,
sometimes I'll have pictures of it. I'm like, oh, look at that.
I don't like it.
I don't like companies in my phone in general. One of the things, I don't know if it's on the list, but every single thing is like, oh, what's your cell phone number? I'm not giving that to you.
I gave up on that.
I can't have you calling me. I broadcast daily and can't have my phone ringing.
Yeah, I gave up on that. I gave up because every GD place, and they're like, well, if you don't give it to us, you can't come in our site.
Okay, bye.
You know what? No, I need the thing.
You don't.
Whatever it is, I need it.
Every damn thing is a subscription. Music, subscription. Movies, subscription. TV shows, subscription. Heat your butt in your car while driving, subscription. What?
I don't like it either. It's ridiculous. It's like this monthly thing that is getting away from us. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. If you could actually put all the pieces together, if you had time in a day and figure it out, you'd go, I am wasting too much money on this stuff.
How am I spending $900 a month on this? Which is what it feels like sometimes. And it's always like, I'll set it up with my PayPal or whatever, or I'll look on my Visa bill and be like, Jesus. It's like you can never unsubscribe from anything. It's impossible.
Common sentiment I'm sure we've all felt. Boomer opinion that we can all get behind. My bleeping toothbrush has an app? Why? Is every single thing app related?
Why is it?
I don't need to control my laundry from an app. What I'd like to do is put it in, hit start. I'll be back in an hour or two to put you in the dryer.
Or you could have a pleasant tone that alerts me that my clothes have been washed or are finished drying. I don't need an app. There's an app for everything.
Look at you meditating.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be zen. Just going through this yesterday with my washer and dryer. Ugh.
Didn't you just buy new ones?
Didn't John
finally give up on fixing that one?
Yes, he fixed it 50 times. He got an extra 5 years out of it. He's amazing. How does he do it? I got those ones. And my biggest gripe is that they have circular front, you know, their front load with glass, and the glass is smoked out. You can't tell if there's clothes in there. You can't tell if they're dry. You can't tell if the thing's running. So I'm like, what on earth is the point of having glass that's smoked out for a laundry machine?
What is it?
You tell me.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I don't either. We're on the same page.
Lastly, and I'll move on to something else, although this is another one. Tipping's gotten out of control.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It really has.
And actually, Americans, another story I have that kind of goes with this one is this year, Americans have gotten braver about skipping the excessive ask, the constant flipping of the screen that comes up on a
18, 20 or 25%. I'm like, how about $2?
How about no bucks? I mean, honestly, there are times you deserve a tip.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all about it.
Waited on my table.
I will overpay you for the service you've given.
Right.
But I don't.
You took my order at the counter. You're not going to make my food. You're not. I mean, hopefully those tips get split up with everybody who made the food and everything. And that's when I buy food, I do tend to do the tip because I don't want any hard feelings.
Well, you don't want trouble.
Getting dropped onto my food.
You don't want to feel like you're kissing the person that made your meal.
Right. Exactly.
If you know what I mean.
I do.
Right.
Can I give you a little feedback from the folks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello, folks.
Sarah from 650, put in a fake phone number.
No, that doesn't work.
No, they're texting
going to
you.
Text you, and you're going to confirm that that's your number.
We got a lot of texts. Anytime we mention books, and I always want to read them because they're from librarians or people that work at libraries and say,
libraries.
Get a library card, free downloads.
Yeah.
You could get free ebooks from the library.
Yes. Ebooks, if regular books.
Yeah. I didn't know that they did ebooks.
There's an app for that. It's called Libby, for like library.
Yeah. Yep. That's it.
Libraries, I did the story recently. They're working hard to stay relevant and stay in your life, and that's right. Cool.
Especially shout out to Jessica in San Mateo. She's a local librarian and happy to share all the perks and resources platform access from the library card gives you. There's so many.
Nice.
Hi, Jess.
Hey, Jessica.
Hey, Jess.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
How does Blake feel about Taylor getting engaged?
Oh, no.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.